This year's a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 6. Mr. Rabbit Grossly Deceives Mr. Fox. One evening when the little boy, whose nights with Uncle Remus were as entertaining as those Arabian ones of blessed memory, had finished supper and hurried out to sit with his venerable patron, he found the old man in great glee. Indeed, Uncle Remus was talking and laughing to himself at such a rate that the little boy was afraid he had company. The truth is, Uncle Remus had heard the child coming, and when the rosy-cheeked chap put his head in at the door, was engaged in a monologue, the burden of which seemed to be, "Oh, Molly Har, what you doin' dar? Sittin' in de corner smokin' your cigar." As a matter of course, this vague allusion reminded the little boy of the fact that the wicked fox was still in pursuit of the rabbit, and he immediately put his curiosity in the shape of a question. "Uncle Remus, did the rabbit have to go clean away when he got loose from the tar baby?"
"Bless gracious, honey, Daddy didn't."
"Who? Him? You don't know nothing at all about Brer Rabbit, if that's the way you putting him down. What he gwine away for? He might have stayed sort of close till the pitch rub off in his hair, but 'twern't many days for he was loping up and down the neighborhood just the same as ever, and I dunno if he weren't more sassier than before. Seemed like dat the tale about how he got mixed up wid the tar baby got round amongst the neighbors. Miss Meadows and the gals got wind of it, and the next time Brer Rabbit paid him a visit, Miss Meadows tackled him about it, and the gals sot up a monstrous gigglement. Brer Rabbit, he sot up just cool as a cucumber, he did, and let him run on."
"Who was Miss Meadows, Uncle Remus?" inquired the little boy.
"Don't ask me, honey. She was in the tale, Miss Meadows and the gals was, and the tale I give you is like the one that was given to me. Brer Rabbit, he sot there, he did, sort of lame-like, and then by and by he cross his legs, he did, and wink his eyes slow, and up and say, says he,
'Ladies, Brer Fox was my daddy's riding hoss for 30 year, maybe more, but 30 year that I knows on,' says he. And then he paid him his respects, and tip his beaver, and march off, he did, just as stiff and as stuck up as a fire stick. Next day, Brer Fox come a-callin', and when he gun fur to laugh about Brer Rabbit, Miss Meadows and the gals, dey ups and tells him about what Brer Rabbit said. Den Brer Fox grit his tooths, sho' enough he did, and he look mighty dumpy, but when he riz for to go, he up and say, says he,
'Ladies, I ain't disputin' what you have to say, but I'll make Brer Rabbit chaw up his words and spit him out right here where you can see him,' says he, and with that off Brer Fox put. And when he got into Big Road, he shook the dew off'n his tail and made a straight shoot for Brer Rabbit's house. When he got dar, Brer Rabbit was spectin' on him, and the door was shet fast. Brer Fox knock. Nobody ain't answer. Brer Fox knock. Nobody answer. Then he knock again. Bam, bam. Then Brer Rabbit holler out mighty weak,
'Is that you, Brer Fox? I want you to run and fetch the doctor. Dat bater possley what I et this mornin' is gettin' away wid me. Do please, Brer Fox, run quick,' says Brer Rabbit, says he.
'I come after you, Brer Rabbit,' says Brer Fox, says he. 'There's gwine ter be a party up at Miss Meadows,' says he. 'All the gals will be there, and I promised that I'd fetch you.' The gals, they lowed that it wouldn't be no party 'ceptin' I fotch you,' says Brer Fox, says he.
Den Br'er Rabbit say he was too sick, and Br'er Fox say he wasn't. And there they had it, up and down, sputin' and contendin'. Br'er Rabbit say he can't walk. Br'er Fox say he told him. Br'er Rabbit say, how? Br'er Fox say, in his arms. Br'er Rabbit say he'd drap him. Br'er Fox allow how he wouldn't. By and by, Br'er Rabbit say he'd go if Br'er Fox can tote him on his back. Br'er Fox said he would. Br'er Rabbit say he can't ride without a saddle. Br'er Fox say he'd get a saddle. Br'er Rabbit say he can't sit in a saddle unless he have a bridle for to hold on by. Br'er Fox say he'd get the bridle. Br'er Rabbit say he can't ride without a blind bridle, 'cause Br'er Fox be shying at stumps along the road and fling him off. Br'er Fox say he gonna get blind bridle. Then Br'er Rabbit say he'll go. Then Br'er Fox say he ride Br'er Rabbit most up to Miss Meadows's, and then he could get down and walk the balance of the way. Br'er Rabbit agreed, and then Br'er Fox lipped out of the saddle and the bridle. 'Cause Br'er Rabbit know the game that Br'er Fox was fixin' for to play, and he determinin' for to outdo him. And by the time he comb his hair and twist his mustache and sort of rig up, here comes Br'er Fox, saddle and bridle on, and looking as pretty as a circus pony. He trot up to the door and stand there pawin' the ground and chompin' the bit, same like a show enough hoss. And Br'er Rabbit, he knelt, he did, and they amble off. Br'er Fox can't see behind with the blind bridle on, but by and by he feel Br'er Rabbit raise one of his foots. What you doin' now, Br'er Rabbit? Says he. Shortening the left stirrup, Br'er Fox, says he. By and by, Br'er Rabbit raised up the other foot. What are you doing now, Br'er Rabbit? Says he. Pulling down my pants, Br'er Fox, says he. All the time, bless gracious honey, Br'er Rabbit were putting on his spurs, and when they got close to Miss Meadows, where Br'er Rabbit was to get off, and Br'er Fox made a motion for to stand still, Br'er Rabbit slapped those spurs into Br'er Fox's flanks, and you better believe he got over ground. When they got to the house, Miss Meadows and all the gals was sitting on the piazza, instead of stopping at the gate. Br'er Rabbit rid on by, he did, and then come galloping down the road and up to the hoss rack, which he hitched Br'er Fox at. And then he saunter into the house, he did, and shake hands with the gals, and set thar smoking his cigar, same as a town man. By and by, he draw in a long puff, and then he let it out in a cloud, and square hisself back and holler out, he did. Ladies, ain't I done tell you Br'er Fox was the riding hoss for our family? He's sort of losing his gait now, but I spec I can fetch him all right in a month or two, says he. And then Br'er Rabbit sort of grin, he did, and the gals giggle. And Miss Meadows, she praise up the pony. And dar was Br'er Fox hitched fast to the rack and couldn't help himself. Is that all, Uncle Remus? Asked the little boy as the old man paused. That ain't all, honey. But 'twon't do for to give out too much cloth for to cut out one pair of pants, replied the old man sententiously. End of chapter.